Every Sunday, hundreds of Cubans crowd into the Seventh-day Adventist temple in Havana's Marianao neighborhood. The service goes on for hours and is filled with group baptisms and animated sermons.
Amantísimo y buen Padre Dios, Señor, entramos en tu santa presencia.
When the Soviet Union collapsed, the fiscal crisis in Cuba forced many to look for spiritual solace. After the government legalized religion in 1992, Cubans started trickling back to church, but more to Protestant sects than Catholicism. 2 years ago, new U.S. and Cuban economic policies made it harder for islanders to make ends meet. That strain caused a boom in church attendance. Since then, the Protestant movement has grown to nearly 500,000 members, even with lingering resistance from the communist government. Adventist pastor Pedro Torres.
When people learned there was freedom to listen to the word of God, it made a lot of people lose their fear. It was at the time of the Pope's first visit to Cuba in 1998.
Like many Cuban Protestants, the members of Adventist musical group Creación are newcomers to religion. They found Christianity and each other in art school in Havana. Now they live communally and compare themselves to the apostles. They even follow a vegan diet. It's inspired by Ellen White, a 19th century American Adventist prophet. And every weekend they travel to the small western town of Cabeza to give music lessons and spread their faith. Composer Alberto Lescay.
Todo fue surgiendo espontáneamente, ¿no? Con las necesidades que fuimos viendo en la comunidad.
Everything came about spontaneously with the needs that we saw in the community. We became aware of problems with alcoholism that some people had and problems with delinquency. We realized that time could be channeled into cultural activities and art.
Canalizarlo hacia cosas de la cultura, cosas del arte.
Claude.
Claude, Claudelín.
No hay una canción de ustedes que
no te vistas que no va. No te vistas que no va. Usted se queda aquí. Voy a mamar ahora.
Although they were educated in state-run schools and are trying to help improve Cuban society, Creación says their purpose doesn't jive with that of the Cuban Revolution. Actress Oksana Dominguez.
No, lo estamos haciendo desde el punto de vista que somos un producto de la revolución. Y nos interesa mucho dar el amor a los demás.
We're not doing this from the point of view that we're products of the revolution. We're interested in giving love to others, give to people without expectations, because usually politics and religion demand things from you. They demand that you give something, or that you take a certain attitude in respect to what they're giving you.
One of Creación's projects in Cabeza has been organizing young at-risk men into a musical group. The group calls themselves Genesis or Genesis, but their music is not religious. When Creación first came to town, vocalist Radelín Padilla was close to ending up in prison after 4 arrests for assault.
I would arrive at parties, and since the people that hung around me were the same, people looking for trouble, we'd drink some rum, and then we'd start messing with the people who were having a good time. We didn't want to let them enjoy themselves.
Now Padilla wants to become an Adventist, but admits that he still struggles to leave his old ways behind. Making such drastic lifestyle changes isn't easy, says percussionist Anisle Alvarez. Her family isn't Christian and hasn't always understood her views.
When I made the decision not to eat meat anymore, imagine the conflict that formed in my house. They eat tons of it. My mom loves pork and dipping pork fat over yuca.
The young musicians have even been shunned by the Adventist Church, admits Pastor Torres.
Lo malinterpretaron porque
the parishioners misinterpreted them because they took on a vegan lifestyle and they wanted to go out into the countryside to develop their ministry. It caused a lot of people to perhaps brand them as fanatics.
Eso hizo que muchas personas lo tildaran de tal vez de fanáticos.
Creación co-director Manu Bernal blames the fact that they're always broke on a lack of church support. They want to make an album, but haven't been able to get a contract. That's because all Cuban record labels are run by the government, which is still a bit suspicious of religion.
Esta problemática, ¿no?, de que somos cristianos, ha sido más difícil para nosotros.
It has been more difficult for us to get promoted. Now we're in the process of seeing how to join a state institution.
Y estamos en proceso de ver cómo pertenecemos a alguna institución del Estado.
But just because the group is ready to tone down their religious repertoire and cozy up to the government doesn't necessarily mean that they'll be accepted. In Cabeza, Communist Party member Rogelio Rodriguez is still wary.
The government respects religion. You can believe whatever you want, just as long as it doesn't go against the government. You can be religious, the state respects that, but what you can't do is go against the state. You can be a revolutionary, or say you are a revolutionary, but you always have to act like a revolutionary.
In the meantime, Creación talks of bringing their musical mission to forgotten little towns across Cuba. And maybe, they hope, they'll even get a chance to make a record someday. For Latino USA, I'm Ligia Navarro in Havana, Cuba.